This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And a special shout-out tonight to base security, MacDill Air Force Base. Appreciate you guys and gals listening, and a special shout-out for the little message I just got. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women up there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, so everybody gets their mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, Tom and the gang, out there hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, so you got some go-juice for the weekend. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler the same way. We're on MeWe and Gab and Getter, Truth Social. We're over on Twitter. We're over on Instagram. And you find us over there by typing in two words, Captain's America, put them all together, Captain with an S, America, and you'll find us that way. All right, and don't forget, we also have a website. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out. All right, well, get ready up there in the porch. We've got some folks up on the porch. We'll see what happens when I make the introduction. But joining us right now from somewhere up north, in possibly a state that doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot anymore because they're communist taken over, that is. I think we're talking about Michigan. But it's none other than Ron Edwards. That's the gang on the porch. That's the gang on the porch. Of course, they're all about three sheets to the wind, but that's okay. Oh, boy. Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's the gang on the porch, so they're all excited. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Steve Bannon has seen some better days. He, of course, was found guilty of contempt charges, two charges, for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th riot. And he was also found guilty after only 5 days in federal court. Now, what was amazing is there was no rebuttal from other witnesses. The defense called two, the prosecution called two, and it was pretty much he said, she said, and I don't think that's much of a trial, but that's just me talking. And now we're going to see what happens because he is going to challenge the result and see where he goes.
Yeah, it just seems kind of funny to me, Captain. Do you remember when the Republicans ran the Congress and they were trying to have hearings, and whenever they were called Democrats, when Democrats chose to, they didn't show up and they didn't get into any trouble either. And so I just find that this
Eric
seems to be,
Holder comes to mind.
Yeah, exactly. Seems that they don't get into trouble for these kinds of things. But here you have Steve Bannon coming to this show, political show, the January 6th group, with this show trial, if that's what, you know, people want to call it a trial. I think it's a bunch of bull capital S with a hit. And I can't blame him for not showing up for the times he didn't. And I just think that if they play their cards right, the full fallacy of this January 6th committee will be exposed, and hopefully the American people will respond accordingly.
Well, it's going to have to be at the voting booth, number one, but I don't see where, if they've got a judge locked in and a courtroom locked in and a jury that convicted him, a jury of his peers, as they like to say, then I don't see what's going to happen here. It's going to take an act of God here, I think, to get him out of this mess.
Well, maybe so, but it just seems funny that Congress can all of a sudden can call a trial, and I don't know. This thing seems a bit odd to me. So
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. So I don't think they're acting totally according to constitutional mandates or rules, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, we'll know soon enough. Now, NBC News correspondent Yamichi Alcindor tried to use the news of President Joe Biden's COVID-19 infection to slay the former President Donald Trump with some of the things that he said and did. But her attempt fell flat after Biden did exactly what she accused Trump of doing. Now, what exactly did Alcindor say?
Let me go back here. Reacting to news of Biden's infection on MSNBC, Alcindor drew a distinction between Biden, Trump, bringing attention to Trump not wearing a mask after he became infected. Think about the fact that we are now having two presidents in a row that have had tested positive for the Corona China virus, and I think we're going to see here is likely a different sort of approach to it, Alcindor said. And she went on to say that, let's remember, his predecessor took off his mask even though it was sort of in the period where he could have possibly infected other people.
Yep. Hold that thought. Yeah. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We'll have one of those here in just a second. And I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
If the United States is to be great again, she must return to and exercise the principles that made her the one-time envy of the world. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Despite every imperfection America's constant critics can complain about, the Founding Fathers formed the greatest example of government ever conceived and implemented. It was a government and nation based upon the convictions set forth in the Declaration of Independence and creation of the Constitution and the unalienable rights endowed by our Holy Creator. The future of our Republic was based upon such wise literature as the Federalist Papers, the Law of Nations, the common sense of governing a representative Republic, and also the wisdom of God's holy word in the Bible. Hopefully, before it's too late, which could be very soon, considering our wide open borders and the multifaceted leftist effort to destroy the United States from within, that we will gather our wits, seek God's wisdom, and in the effort to repair the damage while seeking His forgiveness for what hath been wrought. I'm Ron Edwards. Brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. To find out where and when to find the Ron Edwards American Experience, go to theronedwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And let me tell you about Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Because if you trot on over to theronedwards.com website and you take a look at the display that's there for Constitutional Grounds Coffee, you'll find out what I'm about to sample right here. And that is... Oh, boy. I'll take a second sip. That is one of the best cups of iced coffee I've ever had in my life. And I drink iced coffee at night. That's what I have. It's very low in acidity. which is tremendous because coffee can be acidic. You can have your stomach start burning. Those of you who drink it, you know what I'm talking about. But Constitutional Grounds coffee is the coffee that you definitely want to check on. Go over to theronedwards.com, the website, to make your purchase. And according to the masked marvel, whose name is going to appear here in a moment, what do we say about Constitutional Grounds coffee, Mr. Ron?
Of course, it's the coffee you want in your cup.
I just thought of that one, masked marvel. I thought that was... It was apropos for the moment. All right, let's go to the telephone line. We've got Bagam and Bob on the line. Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, sir, Cam. I just saw on Fox News today the entire police department in a city called Kenley, North Carolina.
I know right where it is. It's on 995 in the middle of the state, mile marker 102.
What size is the place, anyway?
Not very big. About maybe 10, 15,000 people.
Anyway, their entire police department resigned after they hired a new town manager.
Mm-hmm.
And North Carolina doesn't strike me as particularly a really strong, radical blue state. So I was wondering, is this a good strategy for them to try and shock the townspeople into... They were citing the fact that they didn't feel that safe with and the attitude in the town, or the attitude of this management was bad. All right.
Okay. Well, let me get Ron to answer this. Now, Ron, first of all, Kenley, North Carolina is famous for two big things. They've got a great big truck stop at on either side of the exit at the Kenley exit. And then they've got a big tobacco store where they sell retail cigarettes. And that's what they're famous for. And as far as the police department, I used to see them every now and then when I was traveling that way. They'd come in and have a cup of coffee or whatever, and away they'd go. But I never thought they were really harassing or bothering anybody. But for some reason, the big old folks from New York City and Jersey, they would come sailing down through there because it's in an area where you can get carried away. And next thing you know, you're doing 100 miles an hour on the interstate. You know how that works out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they would get yanked. They would get pulled over by the local yokels, as some people like to call them. But the cops were always professional. The jerks that were coming down from New York were jerks, and they'd get themselves in trouble. And it kind of started something there in a bad sense in that respect with the travelers, but not with the truckers. I mean, we were all friends with them and this, that, and the other, and the bus drivers and the military, because it was right in the middle of an area where there was military bases on either side of it. So there you go. So go ahead, tell me what you think.
Now, I didn't hear what happened. I think he said that they all walked off the job.
They all quit. They all resigned, Every one of them.
Well, the only thing I can see, because I don't know a whole lot about it, but it seems to me that if the police were carrying themselves in the way that you described, and all of a sudden they get a new boss, who may be more politically correct or whatever.
I'm sure he was.
On them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I don't blame them. If that's the reason why they walked, I don't blame them. I mean, police officers across the country are being maltreated, in my opinion, by many of these politically correct either chiefs or mayors or both, whether mm-hmm. it's Chicago, whether it's there in North Carolina or wherever. And I don't blame them one bit for walking off the job.
Now, let's talk about the January 6th committee for a reason, because they held another primetime hearing, and apparently, according to the ratings, nobody watched. I certainly didn't watch. I don't know. I can't think of it. Just maybe one, possibly two people in my circle that watched it. Other than that, nobody watched it at all. And it seems like instead of moving the ball forward with all this, they're moving the ball backwards, because they've reached the point to where people are going, hey, this is not even a story anymore. It's a non-story story. And where we heard about the 7-step plan that was going to be put out there showing Donald Trump organized and executed the unrest of the day and was purposely going to overthrow the government and this, that, and the other. What a bunch of idiots.
Well, you have people like Hutchinson, who wrote up all that he talked about, the Secret Service agents with Trump. Well, it wasn't he, was it? Agents with Trump that day that they had told us. Trump For instance, that one story, it was physically impossible for Trump to reach up and grab the driver. It was physically impossible.
I know
that's
that.
Just one tiny little thing. Mm-hmm. But yet it's a show of, I don't know what you want to call it, show trial, bunch of crap, however you want to describe it, that's what it is. And people have gotten tired of it, especially, Captain, Americans are dealing with something called inflation, the food shortages in some parts of the country, you know, important things like that, energy concerns, things that affect their lives for real. And this cartoon, political cartoon that they keep putting on every once in a while, it's if the Republicans play their cards right, it's actually going to bode well for the Republicans, because this is easy to be shot down, and they could really spank the Democrats and tell them to go home this coming election.
It's all one-sided. There is no way to defend yourself here. They will not let you do it. It's all one-sided, and I don't know of any court or hearing or anything at all that would do this where this would even be legal to do without allowing the other side to defend themselves.
Nope, and this is going to bite them in the butt. More and more people are going to wake up to this fact, and more Americans are going to understand what a travesty of this all is. And they're going to respond in the correct manner. And this is a travesty. It's a waste of a lot of money, a waste of time. And it shows me, Captain, that those people that are continuing to put on these show trials and going after Trump and whatever, they don't give a rip about we the people. That's what it seems.
Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got Charlie Kirk and his big deal going on here in Tampa over the weekend. We've had Ron DeSantis on television in Tampa. We've had Rick Scott on television in Tampa. We've had some other big, high-powered names today. Tomorrow, I understand that Donald Trump is going to show up. And this is not a large area that he's in, the auditorium in the convention center. It might seat 5,000 people at the very most, every seat in the place full. I can only imagine what's going to happen if Trump shows up and gives a speech there. Downtown Tampa for miles will be blocked up in all directions.
And, you know, wherever he goes, he still draws the big crowds, and he continues to inspire the people. And people miss him. I mean, they are now seeing a stark contrast to how things were when he was in office. And the American people miss Donald Trump. And,
you are right.
That's why they continue to show up at these rallies.
All right, we will talk to you next Wednesday. We'll be listening to another one of your Edwards Notebooks on Tuesday. So have yourself a great night and stay low.
Absolutely. You too. Take care.
All right, that is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we have him on the program on Wednesdays and on Saturdays. And his Edwards Notebook is on 3 days a week. Other than that, too, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's symptoms are improving as he's taking an antiviral medication called Paxlovid, designed to fight COVID. Biden completing his first day of the drug and will continue taking it for 5 days. The president's doctor saying he had a slight fever Thursday night, but took Tylenol to fight that. Biden said to be still dealing with a runny nose, fatigue, and an occasional cough. About 160 million Americans will be feeling the sweltering heat and humidity by Sunday. Forecasters saying afternoon highs will feel like 100 degrees or hotter, even in places where the mercury doesn't reach triple digits. Forecasters say conditions will be particularly miserable up and down the eastern seaboard this weekend. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. And change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The average person.
Good morning, America. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Thank you so much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. Got a lot of people in the chat room tonight that have been talking, and we appreciate each and every
Good
one of you.
Good morning, America.
We appreciate everybody and everything that's going on. And certainly is another great, great, great way in the afternoon and the morning to be able to figure things out as life would be. Now, all that being said, let's not forget that we have plenty of stuff to talk about here, and I'm going to bring Kyle Warren back into the mix here in just a minute, but before I do that, I want to go over here and start something up here. Here we go.
Duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drink.
here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You are here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
You never know what you're going to hear here at a Captain America Third Watch. It is live radio, and we hope you enjoy
Alrighty.
What you hear the majority of the time here on the radio show, because we usually
it is
get it right, and we work very hard at trying to get the news stories correct. So let me see if I can bring Kyle into the mix. Kyle, are you there?
On the radio
and show. Look at him. Yeah.
Okay, let's try something and see what we get here. Now, we kind of stuck up here on one of our stories. Let's see, where were we? We were talking about the election being 108 days away. We didn't get that far. But House Republicans have increased their lead now to some 10 points in their bid to recapture control of Congress. Now, it's up from 8 where it was just about 2 weeks ago, so that's an improvement, right?
Have increased their lead now.
Well, certainly. And you're right. This 108 days basically is going to go by really, really fast. There's going to be a lot more from the Democrats. They're going to push a lot more things that are going to try to literally, I think, scare people, for lack of a better term. But, Captain, the Republicans, of course, I think have a strong message. I think we've seen Joe Biden do a lot of things. Inaction on top of bad action, Captain, that just add up to a huge, huge problem. Strong message.
Well, we can only hope that the people understand that it's got to be our year, or there may not be another year, because it's so important to get this right this time around. We got to get our friends and our neighbors and our allies and everybody we can to vote. I got my absentee vote sent to me yesterday. We are able to vote here by absentee ballot under if you meet certain criteria. And, of course, right now with my situation the way it is, with my right foot and whatnot with the stress fracture in it, I'm not able to walk long distances or get involved in a lot of with my maneuvering, if you will. I'm told to stay in one place and do what I'm doing right now, put my foot up in the air, walk long distances.
Yes, exactly. But you're right. Well, then that allows you to still, you know, be able to, a lot of people as well,
stay in one place and do what I'm doing right now,
participate that way. But the bottom line is, I mean, you hear the Democrats say this all the time, right? They go, vote, vote, vote. You know, this is what they tell people as well. But, of course, the conservative Republicans have to go out and vote because, Captain, these questions of energy and inflation, national security, the general world situation, the rise of China, Vladimir Putin on the move. I mean, these things just can't be left any longer to the feckless sort of Biden administration. And it's really a very sad thing. But it's like everything is just collapsing all at the same time in terms of our stature in the world, our leadership, all those things. And that's why this midterm election, as the first stepping stone, is so important in order to send the message that, you know, this is just not going to continue. All those things. And
right.
That's why this midterm election, as the first, and, you know, I might add as well, too, that, you know, I think the Republicans have to constantly communicate what they want to do, akin to, now it's not going to be a beautiful thing, but akin to the contract with America, when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House, it was very clear. People knew what to expect. And I think it needs to be based on the idea that, look, if we're going to get control of the House and the Senate, more hopefully, this is what we're going to do. These are the steps we're going to take to stop the Biden agenda, but we're also going to introduce all kinds of other great things that are going to, like, for example, energy. You know, the president was, I think, yesterday, Captain, talking about the idea that, these permits are there and these oil companies are going to use these permits or lose these permits. Of course, he's leaving out all kinds of incredibly important stuff, talking about why they can't, do those things and they can't go drill on federal land and so on, trying to demonize the oil companies, when in reality it's the Biden policies that are causing Americans to pay so much more, several times more for energy, and so on, and then that also denies our ability to conduct national or foreign affairs, and our own national security ultimately suffers for it. So much more, several times more for energy, and so on, and then that also denies and as well, we've got our own, we've got these different issues having to do with again, the general direction of the country. And I think, Captain, Republican and Democrat, rank and file Democrats across the country, they are going to be crossing over in droves to vote for somebody that begins to mirror their own values. They don't see themselves anymore, Captain, in the far-left Democrat regime, the far-left Democrats, the squad, and so forth. They don't see their values reflected. They don't think they really care about them. People from all walks of life, and suddenly, if you're not woke, if you're not all these other things, then you're just not really welcome, I guess, in the Democrat Party, unless you're just being used as somebody just go vote down the line, vote Democrat. It doesn't work like that anymore.
All right.
The reality on the ground, if they see what's happening.
Well, hold that thought, because we're fixing to go out to break. The music's going to start up right about now. I'm going to put you over here on hold. And, folks, I'll be back right after this break with more on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up next. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. With more, I will be back. Coming up next. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I will be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600. More of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velva DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velva DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I was born to dream. It's the craziest song.
right, that's Loverboy from back in the day, Turn Me Loose. How old is that song, Kyle?
You know, I got to tell you, I think that it would go back to at least the early 80s, maybe 81 or 82. That would be my guess.
Well, their hairdo could take them back into the late 70s by the hairdo, if that's got anything to do with it. You know, yeah. Doing the do, so to speak. All right, well, listen, tell us what's going on out west weather-wise, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, now in the state of Washington, and also in basically central to southern Washington, northern to central Oregon, we've got a special weather statement. And that means that a high pressure system, a building ridge of high pressure, is going to start warming up this whole area early into next week. So as we go through the weekend, but we've got temperatures there expected to be at 10 to 15 degrees hotter than normal. And so now is a good time to start preparing for that kind of thing, preparing for heat. Make sure you got air conditioning. Make sure you might want to check on your neighbors, especially if they might be elderly. Be sure that you're ready for that heat wave that's going to be coming into there. You've also got excessive heat watch right now in Northern California. This is going to be north of Redding, but it's going to go up into Southern Oregon through Medford and Grants Pass. Also, we continue to see the heat in the southwest, but areas like Phoenix, looks like Phoenix is going to be looking at rain on Sunday, but thunderstorms as we head into the week, Captain. We talked last hour about Albuquerque. It looks like they were going to be looking at some thunderstorms as we come out of the weekend. Also, Las Vegas. Looks like they're also going to be looking at thunderstorms probably early next week. So this monsoonal moisture continues on through. In fact, right now we see it in southern New Mexico and also southern Arizona as well. So be careful out there.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, the weather is going to be such. By the way, Jeff was chiming in. He just said something about the weather. He's going up the East Coast, so he's listening to us via, I think, probably iHeart. Through his car going up the East Coast to New Jersey. So hope you have a safe trip there, Jeff. Sorry about the circumstances, though. All right, now here's where we're going with the weather. Western Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota right now, we've got some severe thunderstorms. We're moving around. We've got some flood watches and warnings over in that corner, the northwestern corner of Minnesota, and it appears to be moving to the east. We'll see. Now, coming on down to South Dakota, we've had some flood watches issued and some flooding going on, lowland flooding around Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Also coming out of Rapid City, there is some weather there coming out of Rapid City once you get straightened around on I-90. Southeastern corner of South Dakota got a little bit of weather there, which includes not only the heat but also severe thunderstorm watches. And again, here we go, North Dakota. From North Dakota on down to Nebraska, a third of Nebraska is under the heat and the severe thunderstorm watches, as well as most of Kansas, as well as about half of Oklahoma. And that also comes across to Arkansas. Most of Arkansas is in this. The northern eastern part, northeastern part of Louisiana, the same. The upper portion of Mississippi, the northern part of Mississippi, halfway across Tennessee tonight, all the way across over to Nashville, same scenario. Now, we've got some really bad weather that's forecast to be headed into the Mississippi Valley today with severe thunderstorms and monsoonal rains and the possibility of some tornadoes as far north as Kentucky and possibly the southern part of Illinois and or the southwestern corner of Indiana. So be advised, if you're going that way, north, south, east, west, in the Mississippi River Valley, you could be running into some weather as the day progresses. We also, coming up the East Coast, have got rain. We've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings. We've got heat, the whole nine yards, the whole gamut, all the way from Boston, all the way down to South Jersey, and also up 87 to Albany, and possibly beyond up to Quebec, up 87. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, the Trucker's Sidewind Bible Report, always brought to you by the pilot and the Flying J. We will talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Okay. Over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
I don't know how Steve Bannon is going to fare. He was convicted yesterday in short order on a couple of counts of defying the congressional subpoena, and they also found him guilty refusing to provide documents in response to the committee's subpoenas, faces up to 2 years in jail, and he's going to contest it. I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah, it's an appeal. He didn't even present a defense. I'm not sure that this was the right legal decision on his part and that of his lawyer. He could have shown up to the committee and just pled the fifth. But so that's where we are. I mean, that's the decision. I would also say that it's pretty interesting what will necessarily happen if he does do jail time or not. Let's not forget that there's not too terribly much difference between Lois Lerner and Eric Holder, who both had been found in contempt. Holder, his case, Lois Lerner pled the fifth, and Holder did show up too. He just didn't comply, but nothing ever happened to him.
Nope.
So so much for equal justice.
I don't think we're going to see any equal justice. I think we're going to see the book thrown at Bannon because, of course, he's been such a vocal figure and contested so many things that have been said. Plus, he's a personality with his own radio and his television show, even though it's not on regular television, but it is on TV where people can certainly go and see him.
Well, when it comes to the attack that happened, 2 days ago now from Lee Zeldin.
Right.
Let's understand, too, that we're at the Department of Justice and the FBI because he is still a member of Congress. So the attack was a federal crime, and I don't see the Department of Justice doing anything about that one. So we clearly have a situation here where this Department of Justice hates all conservatives and Republicans, and the Democrats get off. I mean, it's beyond dispute anymore.
All right. Well, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, the announcement was made again yesterday that once the Republicans take control of the Congress, they are going to impeach Mayorkas. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, in my humble opinion. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.